Smith looking at a four-man rush again. Looks right, throws underneath right, caught by Quincy Enunwa. Turns upfield and has a step. Left sideline 40. He's at the 50. Down to the 30-yard line. Inside the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown!
Live from Calandra's Italian Village in Caldwell, New Jersey, it's Inside the Jets on 98.7 ESPN. Here's Larry Hardesty and Eric Allen.
And we welcome you to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. As the big guy mentioned, Larry Hardesty and Eric Allen and EA. Yesterday, the Jets ended the four-game losing streak and did so in good fashion both on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. Todd Bowles had been talking about not getting turnovers. Well, that ended yesterday. The team got a couple of turnovers there. Offensively, we'd all been talking about the problems they had on third down. But it looked as though yesterday that they did better on first and second down. So, EA, the third down plays, for the most part, were a bit more manageable.
Yeah, you're right. It looked scary, rather ominous there for a while. The Jets give up a special teams touchdown early, fall behind on homecoming weekend, 10-0 to the Baltimore Ravens. But then they got a spark. We've been talking about, hey, what can happen if you get an explosion play on offense? And we saw it. It was a short ball from Geno Smith, and we're going to talk about Geno here in a minute, that throws a short ball to Quincy Enunwa. And Enunwa took it to the house, 69 yards in all. And I think that really woke up MetLife Stadium. And I love what Q said after the game. He said, I saw Odell Beckham with a couple of these catches and explosion runs last week, and I wanted to prove that he wasn't the only receiver in the 2014 draft who had some explosion. So the Jets got into the ball game, and what they did throughout Sunday afternoon's contest, they dominated in the trenches. They yielded a franchise low, 6 rushing yards against the Baltimore Ravens. Conversely, we saw balance on offense. You talk about the third down efficiency. What did the Jets do well? They stuck with the run game. We saw Matt Forte get 30 carries. He reaches 100 yards for the second time this season. So there was balance throughout. And then, Larry, what a difference it makes when you get those takeaways in the Jets. For the Jets, it came in bunches in the second half, and they took control of the ball game in the third quarter. And, Larry, how many times so far this year have we come into Calandra's here in Caldwell, New Jersey, on Monday nights after a Jets loss and talk about, well, what happened? They didn't make those plays in the second half. This time, against the Baltimore Ravens, they said enough is enough. They made the plays at the critical juncture, and they took control of the ball game. So, all in all, very encouraging effort. Unfortunately for the Jets, as we're going to get to, I would imagine right now, Geno Smith goes down, and ACL tear.
Yeah, it was sad. He was playing well.
Yeah.
You like what he saw. Todd Bowles talked about how well he played, got the team going, stayed within himself, read the defense as well, moved the football, got the 69-yard touchdown that we just talked about with Quincy Enunwa. And then on the play where he's rolling out, trying to, you know, extend the play a little bit, got tackled, roll on the knee. He's got a torn ACL. He's out. Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in an interesting situation because he was just replaced by Geno Smith. He comes in and continues to play well, didn't turn the football over, which is something that he had done previously, played well, continued the scoring drive, and now you're in the situation where Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starting quarterback again. This is the National Football League.
Things can change so quickly. Last week, we're in here Tuesday night at Calandra's, and we're talking about the Jets' loss to the Arizona Cardinals. And in that ball game, Todd Bowles said, hey, Geno, get up. We need a spark. We're going to see what you can do as a reliever. A couple days later, Geno Smith named the starter against the Baltimore Ravens. And then he goes down in the second quarter. Fitz has to come in. And now Ryan Patrick is this team's quarterback again. He started the Jets' first 6 games this season. What the Jets did well offensively yesterday, we talk about the ground game. What stands out to me, 39 rush attempts. That helps everybody when you're rushing the ball 39 times. They rushed for 155 yards on what was the NFL's top-ranked rush defense. I know Baltimore's dealing with injuries. You know what? Everybody in the National Football League's dealing with injuries. No need to apologize. Bottom line there. But The Jets only had 22 combined pass attempts. You mentioned what Fitz did yesterday, 9 of 14, 120 yards, managed the ball game, and Geno was doing the same thing. 4 of 8 for 95 yards. We talk about that big explosion play. There were a couple drops out there. You just feel really bad for Geno Smith, bottom line, because here's a kid who's, as Todd Bowles said today, unfortunately, he's endured a couple tough breaks the last 2 years now. And we're going to be joined later on the show by both Darrell Revis, who is here tonight, and by Jelana. And both of those guys know how it feels because Darrell, a couple years ago, unfortunately went down with an ACL tear. And Benai Jelana, early in his career, had 2 ACL tears. So it was an injury you can come back from. But as a person who's covered this team for a while, and you're in the locker room all the time as well, and his teammates will tell you, is that you do feel bad for this guy because this was an opportunity for Geno Smith. But such is life in the National Football League, and the Jets will move on. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, he knows this offense. He knows what he has to do. And maybe the Jets can get on a little win streak now. They finally got one underneath them.
Yeah.
2-5 overall. I know a lot of people are looking out there and saying, well, maybe the Jets can get on a little streak before the bye and then get in a playoff talk. You got to forget all that. You just got to concentrate on the Cleveland Browns and don't even look at their record 0-7 because sometimes they've been in ball games and the Jets will do just that. But, you know, unfortunately, a tough break for Geno.
It's a tough break for Geno, and now the situation for Ryan Fitzpatrick is he gets a chance to reestablish himself as the starting quarterback. He is the starting quarterback. And he had some comments afterwards where he talked about, you know, people had given up on me, and the owner gave up on me, the general manager gave up on me. And listen, athletes use different things to motivate themselves. And for him, that's what he used to motivate himself. Personally, I'd have kept it to myself. But I'm not Ryan Fitzpatrick. So Ryan Fitzpatrick felt that's what he had to say, so he said it. And now he's got the chance to go out and prove it. And listen, EA, here's the bottom line. He's a veteran. He knows. You can't continue to turn the football over and play games in this league. You can't put your team in situations where you're putting them at a disadvantage and you're asking your defense to go out there time after time after time to try to bear you out. So, look. Maybe the time, the first half, where he sat back this week, not taking the reps. Sometimes, yeah, you step back, you get a bigger picture of what things are. And you see, you know what? Oh, I didn't see that up close. I didn't see that. Now he comes in. Listen, if he plays like he did the second half, I'll take it.
There is no way that Ryan Fitzpatrick thought that he'd be in this position right now where he started against the Cleveland Browns after what happened last week. And I think we can use this term on radio, right? He said he was pissed off, a pissed off underdog. And you know, he thinks he plays well when people count him out. I love what Todd Bowles said today. He handled himself really well. Todd said, hey, listen, if pissed off means less turnovers, I'll take it. I'm good with it. So I thought Todd had some fun with it. But it's a competitive industry. Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to be out there. He'll have his opportunity to be out there. And sometimes guys, in the heat of the moment, even after the game, a couple minutes, like you know, Larry, we get in there 10 minutes after that game ends. You know, there's still a lot of things on their mind. And Ryan wanted to get some things off his chest. And Brandon Marshall said, hey, today on the conference call with the reporters, he also said, you know what? I hear he's pissed off. If that helps him out and he plays better, so be it. So we'll go on from here. The New York Jets will. And, you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And I repeat that because look at a team like Cleveland. Yeah. How many quarterbacks have the Cleveland Browns played this year?
5, 6.
Played with this year. So here it is.
You know it is. Yep. One of the plays before we go to break I want to talk about was, which I thought was brilliant by Chan Gailey. He had a lot of good plays yesterday, was the end around to Robbie Anderson. And we talked about, and even Robbie was here, talked about, I want to use my speed. That's the advantage I have. You know, I'm not the big physical receiver like Brandon Marshall or Quincy Enunwa. I have to use my speed. And I thought on that play was perfect. Second down play, end around went for 30-plus yards.
You know, you don't see that too often from Chan Gailey. But
no.
The end around, 30 yards, the speedster. The other thing that Robbie did late in that ball game when the Jets were trying to seal it away, 24-16, third long, Ryan Fitzpatrick hit Robbie Anderson in traffic. He went up and got it. I think it's exciting when, if you're a Jets fan, look at what the Jets have at the receiver position. Unfortunately, Eric Decker out for the year. We know that. Hip and shoulder surgeries. But they got some young guys here who are interesting pieces. In Anunua, who's become this team's number two receiver now with Decker out. We know what Brandon Marshall can do, but Robbie Anderson, he keeps on popping up on special teams. I like what I've seen out of him. And then Jaylon Marshall also is this team's primary returner, and he's made some plays as well. So if those guys can keep on coming, you know, this Jets offense has a chance to be a well-balanced unit down the stretch.
And I'm waiting to see Devin Smith to get back in the rotation.
That's right.
You know, I want to see him to speed drop.
Could be an X-factor. Who knows?
You know, I want to see what he can do because in college he was able to stretch the field. And listen, that you want to talk about blowing the top off a defense and getting your running game going. You stretch the field a couple of times to get those safeties out of the box.
Yeah, it's exciting to think putting Robbie Anderson out there with Devin Smith. Yeah, those guys can get down the field in a hurry.
This portion of Inside the Jets, courtesy of our friends at Selective Insurance. They are your solution for auto, home, business, and flood insurance. Visit Selective.com today and find an agent near you. Selective Response is everything. When we return to Inside the Jets, presented by EY here at Calandra's Italian Village, we'll be joined by, I'm going to go ahead and say it, a future Hall of Famer. That's right, I said it. He is Darrell Revis. He'll join us next on 98.7 ESPN.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
All of us at Selective knew from a young age that insurance was in our DNA. Some kids started lemonade stands. We reviewed their insurance risks. Others built tree houses. We created their safety plans. Kids crashed their bikes. We assessed the damage. Selective took this raw talent and honed our skills. We're here to help you with unique auto, home, business, and flood insurance options and respond quickly to your needs. Don't you deserve peace of mind? Find the diamond at Selective.com.
Hey, football fans, support your Jets on the road as they travel to play their division rival Miami Dolphins on November 6th with an official fan travel package from PrimeSport.com, the official fan travel partner of the New York Jets. PrimeSport.com will make all the plays you need for tickets, hospitality, parties, hotels, and more. Nothing beats being there live. Book your Jets travel package against the Dolphins at PrimeSport.com today and get the ultimate game day experience.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Can a person daydream at night? Why aren't eyebrows considered facial hair? Or the most perplexing of them all, why doesn't everyone switch GEICO when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? But you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could put toward a campaign for eyebrows to be properly recognized as the facial hair they are.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play. FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So, what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to 50-50 NFL Beginner Contest. One per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code EMPIRE. That's FanDuel.com, code EMPIRE. Void where prohibited.
Microsoft Surface is the official tablet of the NFL. While NFL coaches and players use Surface Pro 4 this season, fans at home can show their fandom with the same device. Now available, the Surface Special Edition NFL Type Covers. And for a limited time, buy a Surface Pro 4 and any NFL Type Cover and get 15% off NFL Game Pass and a chance to win Super Bowl 51 tickets. Visit surface.com/NFL to learn more. Get your Surface at a Microsoft store or online today. Must be U.S. resident, 18 or older, and January 1st, 2017. See website for official rules.
Calandra's has been synonymous with great Italian food in northern New Jersey for over 50 years. With 3 award-winning restaurants, 20 minutes from MetLife Stadium, Cucina Calandra, Calandra's Mediterranean Grill, and Il Vecchio Cafe are all great options before or after a game. As an official partner of the New York Jets, we offer 20% off on game day at any of our locations when you show your Jets rewards card or ticket. Each with family-friendly atmospheres, our restaurants offer unique menus from a la carte to family style, along with gluten-free options. Find out more on calandras.net.
Hey, Jet fans, everyone loves to stay connected, but the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission would like to remind you that texting or talking while you drive is not only dangerous, it's against the law in New Jersey. It can cost you money, your license, or even someone's life. If you're behind the wheel, please put down the phone and just drive. Get the facts and share your thoughts at justdrive.com. This message brought to you by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. Hey, Jet fans, does your child have what it takes to be the next Jets Kid Reporter? Visit JetsKidReporter.com to find out.
Big crowd tonight here in Caldwell, New Jersey, and one of the big reasons why is this guy who joins us right now on Inside the Jets, Darrell Rivas. Darrell, say the old adage is takeaways come in bunches. So
yes,
when Buster got the pick in the third quarter there, what do you think happened with the defense at that time? Because I was talking about this in our open, is that in previous weeks, you guys were looking to make that play in the second half.
Yes.
And the other teams have been making the play. But Sunday against the Ravens, Buster makes the interception, and it seemed like that was the turning point for the entire team.
I think that play definitely gave us a spark. I think it gave not just the defense, I think the whole team. We've been waiting to make turnovers on defense, and that's all we kept on talking about on the sideline. Let's make some plays. Let's make some turnovers and get some takeaways. And Buster made a great play. So I think that was definitely a spark, for the team.
And then Marcus Gilchrist gets another pick
right
afterwards. So they do come in bunches. And then Joe Flacco had not thrown a pick in three straight games. So the fact that you were able to make those turnovers and, as you said, help the offense going, and then they capitalize on it, that makes the defense feel even better.
Yes, we did a great job of field position and the hidden yardage and setting our offense up to score points. And that's what type of football we want to play. Get three and outs on defense or get turnovers and give the ball back to the offense and help them make plays as they do.
You're a leader on this team. I talked to Leonard Williams, a big cat, after the game in the locker room, and he said that you had a speech to the team afterwards, and he said, Darrell told us, don't lose this feeling. Don't forget what this feels like to win. Can you elaborate on what you said? And was it to the defense or the entire team? Can you take us inside the room?
Yeah, Eric. I usually lead by example, and I just felt it was time to step up to the plate and share some of my thoughts. And I just basically told the whole team that you hear coaches sometimes, especially when you're in a losing streak, coaches say, never forget this feeling. But I flipped it and said, never forget this feeling of winning, because we were such in a slump, a four-game losing streak. And I think we kind of lost our way in a four-game losing streak. And I just wanted to flip that and use that as a little bit of ammo and just try to make guys think a little bit outside the box. And guys were, they were really tuned in to what I was saying. So I just wanted to flip it a little bit.
Yeah. So you want to be a coach in the future now. You're practicing some coaching stuff, some skills.
I guess, yeah, different metaphor there. So
what's it like when you go back and look at film to see the defensive line pressuring, which helps you hold your receivers, and then you holding your receivers, which helps the defensive line pressure and then get to pressure the quarterback?
I think the two, they both work in hand in terms of the pass rush and then playing tight coverage in the secondary. We've done a great job of that Sunday in yesterday's game, and it helps. It helps the defense all around, and I think we're getting back to our identity on defense of attacking, the offense and dictating to them what we want to do on defense. And the guys did a great job yesterday up front of getting to Flacco and trying to get him off his mark and let him scramble a little bit because he's tends to be a little bit average outside the pocket.
Mm-hmm. How would you analyze your game the past couple weeks? Because when the team went back to Pittsburgh, unfortunately,
yes,
the hamstring set you back, so you were inactive. But from my vantage point, the way I've been watching the last couple weeks is you seem like you're really taking some steps forward. Lost in the game against Arizona was, I thought you were in a good rhythm. I'm watching your battle with Larry Fitzgerald, of course. And then yesterday, they didn't want any part of 2-4. And when they tried to throw over there, I think they might have had one completion at all. And I don't know if you were a man or zone at that time, but it seems like you're really taking steps forward right now.
Yeah, I think, coming into this season, I was a little banged up with the wrist surgery. And then coming into the season, I was a little bit I had a little bit of a weight problem of trying to get down my weight down. So, and then, you know, the first couple games went by so fast, I couldn't really get my rhythm.
Yeah.
And then the hamstring came. And so during that whole time, I just had to kind of just continue to stay positive. And it's definitely difficult to do when you're losing. And being one of the leaders on the team, it's just trying to stay positive and not try to be a distraction to what was already happening with us at a losing streak. And just continue to just be a pro, be a professional. And knew that down the road, once I get all healthy, I can still play at a high level. And these last few weeks, I've been getting in my rhythm. And it's been helpful.
As a leader, Darrell, what have you and the other leaders been talking to the younger guys who haven't gone through this type of thing in the NFL of losing streaks and
yes.
understanding that, you know, it's week by week, things can flip in the moment, and sometimes they get down, and even maybe get down on themselves. How do you keep them still positive and motivated?
Well, you know, one, Larry, I never forget David Barrett. He was a DB here when I was a rookie, and we went 4-12 my rookie year. And he told me one time we were in a losing streak. He said, wins are hard to come by in this league. And when I heard that from him, it just makes you want to even work harder because, you know, you want to get that win. You want to get that dub, and you got to just work hard on a week-to-week basis. We played a great team yesterday in the Baltimore Ravens, and you just got to continue to be a pro for the young guys. You know, to answer your question, you just got to be a pro. And you got to know that it's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a very long season, and you know, the young guys just continue to be a pro and be an example.
Do you like that you're going to be forever linked with David Harris? Jets drafted you in the first round,
yes.
moved up to draft you, and then they come back around later and draft this linebacker from Michigan that a lot of people didn't know too much about. Now here you guys are still playing at a high level so many years later. And one of the things that I think we forgot yesterday is that everybody talks about the Jets' rush defense. Well, it's no coincidence that David Harris was back in the lineup as Baltimore only had 6 yards rushing. But can you talk about your special bond with him?
Me and Dave go back to the 2007 draft. I'll tell you this, Dave, he fell to the second round. I definitely believe he's a first-round draft pick. And that was a good pick. That was definitely a good pick for us. I followed his career at Michigan, and we was roommates all those years up in Cortland. So we do have a tight bond, and we're two of the oldest guys on the defensive side of the ball. So it's good to have that 1-2 punch and have that leadership from him as well. We do bounce a lot of ideas and stuff off each other on a week-to-week basis, so it's good to have him as a teammate and also as a friend.
Darrell, you suffered this injury that Geno Smith, we found out, had to suffer with the ACL.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you were in Miami at that game.
Yeah.
How badly do you feel for him, you know, just getting an opportunity, A, and B, what's that rehab like that he's got to go through? What is he looking forward to?
I feel for him. I know it's very tough probably for him right now, getting the start. And just probably him just being excited, you know, to start Sunday's game and this to happen to him is devastating. It really is. But I'm sure he'll recover fast, and I'm sure he's a very strong guy mentally, and I'm sure he'll overcome this. And the rehab is
got to be tough.
It's tough. It's very tough.
You and a film crew follow you around for your rehab.
Hey, some days I didn't want to. Because it's definitely some tough days. And you have to just find some will, some fight deep within. And I'm sure that's what he's going to have to do. And then you get enshrined into the ACL family. So, because once you get an ACL, you know, you talk to a lot of people about their injuries and they share their stories, and everybody has like a ACL story. So it's good. I'm sure he'll recover and overcome it.
And nothing changes for you guys defensively. Ryan Fitzpatrick, guy's in his 12th season here.
Yes.
And he started the first 6 games this season. But for you guys as a team dynamic,
yes,
nothing really changes, right?
No, Eric. We feel very comfortable with Ryan as well. I think the biggest thing I tip my hat off to everybody on the team is everybody's been positive about the switches, or, you know, a guy starting, a guy not starting. Guys have been very supportive and very, very supportive. I'll say that.
I know you haven't really taken a look at Cleveland yet. You'll start to do that a little bit later in the week, but as Eric mentioned in the opener, they've had 6 different quarterbacks. I mean, what's that preparation like to look at 6 different guys and what one may do and what another one may do? Do you just look for a common tendency? I mean, how do you approach it?
I have no idea. you just got to go with the flow and
but you're studying the receiver. You're studying the receiver more anyway, right, than the quarterback? I mean, you're studying both.
You study both, but, you kind of look at the big picture of what their offense is doing and, what they're trying to accomplish and how they're trying to attack us defensively. We'll see as we go during the week, man. We'll really try to hammer it down and really focus on the keys we need to focus on to beating Cleveland.
All right, the NBA season is upon us this week, and I don't know if a lot of people know about how you were as a basketball player for Aliquippa way back in the day. You could play college hoops, of course. So give me a starting 5 for the Jets. If you're going out and playing right now, give me 5 guys you want to ball with.
5 guys.
I've always said that I'd have Reeve as my point. He's my 1.
Okay.
Okay?
My starting 5? You going to pick yours soon?
No. All right. No, you.
I'll say Marcus Williams.
He's your 2?
Yes.
Okay.
He's pretty good. We played in the offseason a few times. I have to go with Brandon Marshall at the 3.
Okay. You got to make sure he goes inside because, you know, Brandon's probably want to shoot those 3s.
Yeah. At the 4, I'll probably go with maybe Clady.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe
All
Clady.
Right.
We need those big guys, those trees. mm-hmm. And then 5, I'll probably say maybe Mo.
Yeah, big Mo.
Maybe Mo. Yeah, I'll say Mo.
Big Mo and Clady instead. I like that.
Huh. Is this a 3-point team, or are you just going to run up and down? What's the philosophy here, Coach? What's the game plan?
Run and gun.
There you go. It worked for me. Hey, Darrell, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks,
Darrell.
And good luck rest of the season.
Appreciate
I asked Darrell Revis.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Jet fans, it's time to COOK with the JETS, a season four of the Jets Cooking School, and it's presented by Chase. It continues Saturday, November 12th, with a make and take barbecue class. For the full season lineup and to register, visit ice.edu/Jets. When we return on Inside the Jets, presented by EY, we'll turn our attention to the offensive line going in the trenches. Ben Angelano will join us next on 98.7 ESPN.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
I knew at a young age that insurance was in my DNA. When other kids were starting lemonade stands, I was reviewing their insurance risks. So I joined Selective's team of specialists and spent years honing my skills. Now I spot risks, offer unique insurance options, and respond quickly to customers' needs. Learn about us and our auto, home, business, and flood insurance solutions. Don't you deserve peace of mind? Find the diamond at Selective.com.
Hey, football fans, support your Jets on the road as they travel to play their division rival Miami Dolphins on November 6th with an official fan travel package from PrimeSport.com, the official fan travel partner of the New York Jets. PrimeSport.com will make all the plays you need for tickets, hospitality, parties, hotels, and more. Nothing beats being there live. Book your Jets travel package against the Dolphins at PrimeSport.com today and get the ultimate game day experience.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ryan Fitzpatrick gets the snap off, hands to Forte, runs right at the goal line, and he's in for a Jet touchdown. The second touchdown of the game for Matt Forte.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
And we welcome you back to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. Larry Hardesty and Eric Allen. And Eric, we have a very special guest who's got a big smile because in Bob Wischusen's highlight, offensive linemen love to block when the running back goes in for the touchdown. That's what they love. Pass blocking, run blocking, oh yeah. That's what they get psyched up about.
Jets offensive linemen. Ben Angelina joins us right now here at Calandra's in Caldwell, New Jersey. Ben, 155 yards against the NFL's top-ranked rushing defense. Throughout the week, did you guys say, hey, listen, you always say you're going to set the tone, but did you say, hey, listen, we're going to get it done on the ground this week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
You know, they're a very big physical front. We knew that. You can just tell by the way they play that they bring it. I didn't realize how good of a defense they were against the rush. So that just makes the victory even that much sweeter.
So you didn't know their stats, huh?
No.
Because you guys just watch them on film, so it doesn't...
Right.
You know, you're not looking at, hey, where do they rank as far as other teams in the league?
No, we're not listening to TV copies, so there's no audio. We're just listening to what Coach tells us. So, you know, maybe he withheld that deliberately. You never know.
Yeah.
Ben, a lot of talk about execution on the offensive line, and you guys have had, because of injury, a lot of changes among that line. Execution and communication, how key are those things to get the offensive line going?
They're vital. You know, without communication, we're just five guys just going whichever way, but you need somebody to kind of stabilize. Communication is vital. Execution's everything. Technique, it's all we have. You know, you go against guys that might be stronger than you, that might be bigger than you, but you have to just take the steps, you know, hit the landmarks, you know, and good things happen when that happens.
We talked about this, I believe, last week. You were one of our Jets spotlights on NewYorkJets.com. But the depth of the offensive line, and we've seen it throughout the season. And yesterday, Nick Mangold goes out with an ankle injury. And again, Wesley Johnson comes into the ball game He did a really nice job. What can you say about Wes?
Wes is a pro's pro. When Wes first got here, Wes would, even on the scout team, he played left tackle. Sometimes he'd back me up. He would play guard. He'd play center. So you have to be ready. I often say if you're not a starter, you're everything else. So we do a bunch of cross training, you know. So everybody has a primary position and then like a secondary position, sometimes even a third position after that. So Wes is smart. He's feisty. He's he gets revved up, so sometimes we have to calm him down a little bit. But Wes was ready. He's been ready all season. He was even ready last year.
When you say Wes gets revved up and he's feisty, is he more of a loquacious guy on the field?
No.
No.
Wes is a wild man, you know, yeah. So you just kind of like, Wes, man, relax. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
But everybody brings their own element to the line, so it's always interesting to see that.
Yeah.
Ben, what has been the challenges early in the season? You were rotating with Quali. And what has been that challenge? Because a lot of guys would like to get a rhythm going where you're in all the time. You know it's yours. But in the rotation, it's a different challenge, no?
Yeah, rotation has its own challenge. You know, right now Brent was unavailable for last week's game. Hopefully he comes back soon. But as an offensive lineman, it's more so king of the mountain. Once you're there, you're entrenched. You're locked in, so you never think about every other series. So challenges it presents is you'll be sitting on the sideline like, wow, I stopped sweating. I'm cold now. So you just have to stay alert. You have to continue to take sets, stay warm. It also has some pros. Now, you go out there and you give it your all, but now I have more recovery time. So let's say if I'm gas tired, I know I'm going to have basically two series before I go back in. And I also get to pick Brent's brain about what's going on with our opponent, because let's say our opponent isn't necessarily changing. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to try this. Let's see what happens. Or he'll be like, Ben, I tried this. This is what happened. So I get great feedback with that rotation.
How much have you enjoyed playing next to Brian Winters? Because I think he's a player who's really coming into his own for this team right now.
I've enjoyed playing next to Winters a bunch. When I first got to this club, he was a rookie, and I've seen him grow. I've seen him overcome, you know, his first year of injuries. Member of the ACL gang,
yeah.
You know, and he just gets better and better each year. He plays so hard. He's very aggressive, a really good guard. He's smart. He's just tough. He sets the tone for our line.
Ben Ajulon is our guest. Ben, does it bother you, the offensive line, who snaps the ball at quarterback? Is there a difference, or you just, look, here's my assignment, I got to block and go ahead?
Does it bother me?
Is there an adjustment for you? Is there any change who's the quarterback or not? Whether who it is.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant center. I'm the quarterback. Every quarterback does a little different. Let's say for cadence, you know, voice inflection, how long do they hold it? You get used to that timing. Also, let's take pass protection, positioning in the pocket. That's different. This preseason, I've had the joy of blocking for all four of our quarterbacks, and everybody aligns different in the pocket. So sometimes you just have to remind yourself, okay, this guy sits deeper, this guy sits shorter, this guy kind of strays to the right, strays to the left. So it does matter.
So Gino, he leads the offense, first team unit. You guys get in the end zone on a long play to Quincy Enunwa. Then that, I believe, the first series of the second quarter, when Gino goes down. And I was watching in the press box, and we were talking about it before we came on air. Just thought it was a normal play. Did you think he was injured there?
No. Truth be told, I knew nothing was – I mean, I remember jogging right past him because it was third down.
Yeah.
And so I was ready to call punt team, and I thought nothing of it until the following series when Fitz is in the huddle, and I'm just like, oh. But there's no time to deal. You have to go play and perform. So I definitely didn't see that coming. I didn't know what had happened, but that's the tricky thing about ACLs. They're not all tragic. You don't get caught underneath the pile and your helmet hits the back of the turf. They're not all gruesome. You know, sometimes it's just the smallest tweak and it goes.
And Larry, Ben is a guy who suffered two ACL tears early in his career with the Indianapolis Colts. What would you tell, I'm going to ask you the same thing Larry asked Darrell Rivas, what would you tell Gino about what is ahead for him now?
I would tell Gino it's not over. You just get surgery. It's going to be a long haul. There are a lot of good days. There are definitely some bad days, some bad knee days where things are stiff and it's rough and you won't be able to walk for a while. But once he starts building strength, because he's going to find out how much strength his legs have when you lose all that strength in your leg. And then you just have to continue to just attack, rehab, and take the same approach that you took in the training camp and that you take it in the, you know, college ball and professional ball and put that in your rehab and just come back hungry.
How much does a big guy like you lose when you're talking about you're gonna test your strength? And obviously, you're a big dude. And obviously, you're probably not eating as much, and then you're not getting in the weight room as well.
No, you shrink up. There will be weight loss. There will be muscle atrophy, but that's, again, part of the process. And, you know, the body you have now wasn't built overnight. So, again, you'll have many more days to build up on it. But it's gonna be down before it goes up.
Yeah.
Mentally, what's that like? Because sometimes we talk to doctors, it's healed physically, but mentally, do you have the confidence that you can push off of it and do what you really need to do? What's the difference in time there?
I say it takes longer mentally. Physically, you'll be ready before you are mentally, because, again, you'll have steps that you might have taken thousands of times, hundreds of times, and then you have to do it now, maybe with the knee brace at first, or post ACL, or let's say if you took a certain step and that was how you tore your ACL, you're like, oh, here goes. And you would have done it so many times in rehab and so many times on the practice field, but once you return from the game field, that's a new mental hurdle to jump. So you just have to trust your body. Your body is perfect, and it'll go through all the motions and you'll be just fine, but it's definitely a hurdle mentally. It's rough.
You guys haven't had the team success you've wanted here early in the season during the 2-5 start, but you yourself, Ben, how much have you enjoyed getting into a rhythm and really becoming a regular in the National Football League this season for the first time?
It's been a blessing. This is my sixth year in the league. You know, my first 2 years were lost to injuries. I came to this club. They claimed me in 2013. You know, I was understudy as well, known to DeBrickershaw, my good friend, which basically means you just don't play. So things happen. We get new guys, and guy goes down, Breno Giacomini goes down, and they're like, Ben, we need you to play right tackle. Okay. You just do as you're told. You know, hey, go to left sometimes during free season. Okay, you and Quali are going to be rotating. Okay, and unfortunately, the team success hasn't, you know, matched my field success, but I'm just happy to be out there, be on the field to contribute. You know, a football player that plays football, that sounds pretty normal, right? And, you know, that's how I feel. And you know, a week like this past week is good because I satisfied my two goals for this sport, you know. Team goal, win. Personal goal, play. And when those intertwine, success.
So let's follow up on that and talk to some young people who are listening who want to be on the team, whatever sport it is, and they're told to sit. It's not your time yet. How do you – what's the tips? You have to stay ready, obviously. What tip would you give those young people?
The tip would be just continue to work. Always work. Find somebody to mentor you, take you underneath the wing, ask questions, be very curious. Just don't settle, just work, and don't get discouraged, because anything can happen. Your number can be called, and when your number is called and you're not ready, then it truly is over. You know, then you've let yourself down, then you've disappointed yourself and others. So just stay in the fight. You know, it's never over until it's over.
Stay in the fight. The guy who went to Villanova, the highest drafted Villanova Wildcat since Howie Long. Decades. Now, so when you talk about the fight, did you always carry a chip on your shoulder entering the league? Even though you were drafted high, man, second round.
Yeah, I was drafted high. I was one of the players that came out during the lockout. So if you can imagine, I got drafted and nothing happened. And then the lockout ended, and 3 days later, I'm in training camp. So the NFL came at me like a whirlwind. There was no NFL. I was confused. I wasn't prepared. And then, you know, Monday Night Football, I tear my ACL. Okay, it happens. You rehab, you come back. Very first day of training camp, I take a kick step, a step that I've taken numerous times throughout my life. Knee buckles a little bit, and I have to get it torn again. So that will build a chip on your shoulder. And then, you know, your club gets rid of you, and another club claims you. So I just wanted to go out there and just prove to others, and even myself, that I can play and I can hang in this league. And it took a lot more years than I would have thought, but I did.
You're here. You're doing it.
I'm here, and it's never over. You still have to play well. You have to continue, because one good performance could be ruined by a bad performance. So I just stay humble and continue to work on my craft.
Ben, any early thoughts about Cleveland?
Haven't really gotten into them. I just think that they should be taken very seriously. I feel like there are no slouches in this in this league. And I think it's unfortunate that the first thing you might hear is injuries, because everybody has injuries, or their record, and no one's trying to hear that, because, you know, our record last week wasn't the hottest, and now it's a little better this week, and I think we're a very dangerous team. So it would be reckless to take them lightly.
The mood in the locker room Sunday after coming off, like Darrell was talking about, he told the guys, savor this and remember the way this feels. Can you talk about your perspective when you're leaders like that? You get up and say that?
And Darrell said himself when he said it, because, you know, they always say remember the feeling when you lose. And when he flipped it around, a lot of the DBs already finished the sentence because they knew what he was about to say. And I just thought that was really cool because he has a point. You know, we worked so hard. We've been in a slump. And it's so hard to win games in the NFL. And that's why victories are so much sweeter, because it's a team victory. It took, you know, 11 guys, it took 22 guys, it took all 53 guys, even though we only dressed about 40-some. Even the 53 that – or the extra guys that aren't playing, it just takes so much. So when everybody's in the locker room there in that huddle and the smiles, and it's worth it, and you're banged up and you're tired, and you're going to be that win or loss, it's just that much sweeter when it's a win. So it's important to savor it and just understand this is the feeling that we want. And if we do what we need to do, we can have this week after week after week after week after week. So continue to work hard.
Hey, Ben, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, that's Ben Agyelana. Follow the Jets on Instagram at NYJets. This is where Jet fans like you get photos and videos of your favorite players and access you can't get anywhere else. Okay, it's time for you. 1-800-919-3776. When we return to Inside the Jets, we'll talk to you on the phones next on 98.7 ESPN.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
At Selective, insurance is our business. For us, it goes beyond who we are. It's in our DNA.
My car was broken into and my laptop was stolen. I didn't know what to do. Scott and Selective were there to help. He walked me through every step of the process. Now I tell everyone about Selective's wonderful service.
We create diamond moments like this for our customers every day. Want to experience your own? Visit Selective.com to find an agent near you.
Hey, football fans, support your Jets on the road as they travel to play their division rival, Miami Dolphins, on November 6th with an official fan travel package from PrimeSport.com, the official fan travel partner of the New York Jets. PrimeSport.com will make all the plays you need for tickets, hospitality, parties, hotels, and more. Nothing beats being there live. Book your Jets travel package against the Dolphins at PrimeSport.com today and get the ultimate game day experience.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Calandra's Bakery, the official bakery of the New York Jets, has been serving delicious, high-quality baked goods for over 50 years. Using the freshest and most wholesome ingredients, all of their products are handcrafted the old-fashioned way. Calandra's provides hot bread every hour at their retail locations in Newark, Fairfield, and Caldwell, New Jersey. Their whole-grain breads are also available in most supermarkets in the tri-state area. Stop by and see why they've been voted best in the state. Find out more at Calandra's Bakery.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play: FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So, what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to 50-50 NFL Beginner Contest. One per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code EMPIRE. That's FanDuel.com, code EMPIRE. Void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Eric Decker from the New York Jets. Bullying and cyberbullying have reached alarming proportions among our youth. That is why the Jets and I have teamed up with Stomp Ball Bullying to tackle bullying in the tri-state area. Stomp Ball Bullying is the leading national anti-bullying and cyberbullying organization for kids and teens in the U.S. If you or someone you know is a victim of bullying, please go to stompballbullying.org for help.
Hand off again to Forte. Up the middle. Grinds out about 3 yards. Down to about the 3.5 yard line. The ball pops out. It is taken away by Timmy Jernigan, who runs right. He may have lost the football. Now the Jets are saying that they ripped it away from Timmy Jernigan and got it back.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. And EA, I had them run that highlight. Bobby Schusen did a great job. That was one of the funniest plays I've seen in a long time, where Forte has the ball, he fumbles it. Baltimore has it. Jernigan picks it up. He fumbles it. And Brandon Marshall forces the fumble and recovers it.
Brandon Marshall, what a savvy vet, Larry. You know, we're talking about the Browns game this week. That reminded me of the Cleveland game. Now, that was an interception week one 2015 season. Ryan Fitzpatrick looking up the visiting sideline for Marshall. Ball's intercepted, and Brandon comes back, gets the strip, and he recovers his own fumble, and then that set the Jets up early in 2015. Well, this time, that would have been a crushing blow. Losing the ball right there after a second takeaway, you're inside the 5-yard line. But Marshall, great play. He sees the big defensive lineman running with the ball. Not only has the presence of mind to punch it out, but he jumps on it. That sets up Matt Forte's second touchdown of the day, and that's the fourth time in Forte's career where he went in both with the receiving touchdown and also a rush touchdown.
That's good. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Let's begin with Ira in Staten Island. Ira, you're up first on Inside the Jets.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Eric. Nice to talk to you after a win, that's for sure. And you're right, Eric. That was quite a crazy, Larry. It was quite a crazy play yesterday. To me, that was a play of the game. But you know, two things yesterday. First of all, it's nice to see some of the younger kids step up. Anderson had a couple of big catches. Peek had one big third down conversion, which was, I thought, was huge. And also, you look at how Bowles in the second half, how he really dialed up the heat. It was pretty much they made the Ravens one-dimensional because they couldn't run the ball. And then once they kind of gave up on the run, he was able to dial up some blitzes. You know, some of the linebackers got some pressure. Richardson was all over the field. And then that's how they have to play. They have to play aggressive. And you know what? It's nice to see them play with a lead and what they could do with that defense for change. And hopefully going forward, that one game at a time, if they could continue the same success, Fitzpatrick the quarterback, I feel better about Geno. Run the ball, limit your mistakes, you're going to win your share of games.
All right, Ira, thanks for the call.
A great point about Sheldon Richardson, and we didn't ask Reeve about it, but Sheldon was phenomenal. He was unblockable against the Baltimore Ravens. And obviously with Muhammad Wilkerson out of the lineup, the Jets did all this stuff with Mo out of the lineup. So you didn't see Sheldon play outside linebacker at all, playing that 3-4 defensive end, and he was all over the place. I believe he had 3 tackles behind the line of scrimmage, also had a sack, and his motor nonstop throughout the afternoon. Tremendous outing by Sheldon Richardson, and he can be a force in this league.
And it is different when you have a lead, EA. There are some different things that you can do. You've already made them one-dimensional by stopping the run. I mean, 6 rushing yards is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so then you know he has to pass. And listen, Flacco's passed this to 6 times. He's thrown over 40 passes in a game. So that run game has been inconsistent all year for them. So you're able to dial up and blitz. And Darrell Revis talked about it. That is their MO. That is their identity, is blitzing from the corners.
And that's what Bowles said after the Arizona game, because the Jets did dial up some more pressure packages because they played more coverage against Pittsburgh the previous week, where they were just trying to rush 4 and play numbers in the backfield. Well, they got back to their DNA, and that's pressuring the quarterback. They didn't get there a lot in Arizona, but you saw them getting after Joe Flacco yesterday. And I think this outing for the secondary really could help now as they move forward, because they've been searching for those plays. And I loved what I saw out of Marcus Williams. They cemented the game with him making a PD on a long vertical pass. And they came up with the takeaways. And Buster Skrine, who had a number of penalties against the Arizona Cardinals, he came up with the critical interception. It was nice to get Marcus Gilchrist involved. And like I said, and I didn't just say it because Revis was here tonight, I think he's really coming on right now. You're seeing a different 2-4.
It's no question about it. EA, we got about 30 seconds. Give us your thumbnail preview of the Cleveland Browns.
Well, like these guys have said, I haven't really dived in too deeply about the Browns, into the Browns, but I know this, is that they're in the National Football League, 0-7 team. They're going to be desperate for a victory playing in front of the home folks. They've also had a number of close losses. We'll have to see who is playing quarterback for them this week. We don't know that as of now. They can run the football. The thing that stands out to me defensively for them, they've really struggled to stop the run. So this might be another opportunity for the Jets to get it going on the ground with Matt Forte, maybe Bilal Powell, get a lead, and then send the dogs after whoever's playing quarterback for Cleveland. And the Jets have a heck of a chance, obviously, for a win. Move to 3-5, and then you go from there.
Absolutely. All right, partner. Good seeing you. See you next week.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, that wraps up this edition of Inside the Jets. Up next, the Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
They couldn't play football without...